producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Sue, who's got a 38-year-old daughter who's been married for 7 years, who just had a baby and attempted suicide last week with Valium and tequila, and was found. Now, is her husband with her at this moment, Sue?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
She can't be alone. I don't trust her yet. That's all I have to say. I just don't trust her to be alone yet.
Well, so it's been a week. How long has she been out of the hospital?
Hello?
How long has she been out of the hospital?
Yesterday.
Well, the hospital presumably wouldn't have released her if they felt she was a suicide risk.
Right. It's just me. No, it's just me. I know, yeah, they're more educated than me, but I'm just nervous. She's pretty good at putting on a smile and not really...
Well, I mean, one of the possibilities is... so you're talking about a separate issue. One is... You know, what do I do now? What does she want? Have you asked her what she wants? What you can do to help?
Well, if she had what she wanted, mother would move up there and take care of the baby long term. But I also have a grandchild here that I don't want to disconnect from.
What is does your daughter work at this moment? Yeah, she does work. What kind of work does she do?
Yes. She is a dental assistant.
What does her husband do?
He's a carpenter.
Well, presumably, either or both of them could relocate to your area. They're
right.
Both, in theory, portable jobs.
Right, right, right. My problem is I don't know how to approach the idea of maybe them taking over my house and moving down here where I'm closer that I can take care of both of the grandchildren.
Well, where would you live if they take over your house?
An apartment. I'm old enough. I'm 62.
Tell them that. Tell them. Offer it to them. Say, listen, I was thinking about it, and this may be a short-term solution, maybe a long-term solution, but I was thinking I'm perfectly willing to take care of little, you know, baby Sarah,
right.
You know, I've got, so what I would do is give you guys would you give it to them or sell it to them or loan it to them? What would be the financial arrangements?
I wouldn't worry about that right now. I worry about her state of mind.
Well, but you have to think about it because you don't want to, you don't want to somehow seduce somebody into a situation that's not viable. If you're saying, you have to think about it ahead of time. Because it's an issue. What's your house worth at this moment?
Quite a bit.
That doesn't help me at all.
Nobody knows me, but yeah, probably $300,000.
Okay. Do you have a mortgage on it?
No, my son built it for me. No.
All right. So you have a house that you own outright.
Right.
If you gave them the house, just temporarily, let's say that you gave them the house.
Right.
Do you have enough money to go and get yourself an apartment and live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what would happen if, I mean, your son may not be thrilled that his sister is getting a, do you have $300,000 in the bank? Or do you have assets worth another $300,000? Because what you could say is to your son, look, I'm going to give Chrissy the house, which is worth $300,000. I'm going to give you stocks and bonds that are worth $300,000. And therefore, you know, I need to keep, or when I die or something, I'll keep. I mean, you see, I mean, that's
okay.
An asset worth a lot of money.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you can't just go into this. And you might say to them, look, you guys can pay me rent. So for... whatever the rent is in the apartment, that you would then pay me that, because they're paying rent. Do they own their own house where they are?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here's what you could say to them. And you don't necessarily have to come up with this, but you have to have thought about it, because you could see that you were walking down, you're walking off a cliff. And,
right,
and
right,
you know,
right,
a $300,000 cliff. So, but what you could say to them is, look, for the next 2 years, until or the next 3 years or whatever, until the kids start school, if you guys want to come live here, you rent your house. You can keep your house in wherever it is. Where's 2,000 miles away? I don't know where you live. You keep your house in Minnesota. I just made that Minnesota.
Right, right, right.
Rent that. Whatever rent you get from that, you can pay me. So it's a wash. You can live in my house, and so and the rent that you get from your house, you can give to me. I'll apply it to the apartment that I'm living in, and you guys will own 2/3 of the and you know, and I'll deed you the house at some point or whatever. We'll figure that out down the road. But at least it's for a short term. It's you're not going to have your son furious of how come they get to live in the house for free, and you're not going to have your son-in-law saying, well, you know, we're living here and we're paying the taxes and we don't own it. And so, I mean, so that's, they can rent their house, pay whatever the rent is, income is on that house.
Right.
They pay you toward your rent on the apartment. So they essentially get to live in your house rent free, but it still covers some of your expenses.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
So point out to them that and presumably the winter is tough for carpenters, so that they can make the move between now and whenever, that you will take care of both babies in the house, and they will have a place to live that's not going to cost them any more than whatever their mortgage is, whatever they're paying now. And if they rent it for more than their costs, then they have a positive cash flow, because they can just pay you whatever.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that way your son's not going to be mad at you. They've got a place to live that doesn't cost them anything. You can help them with the moving expenses if you want. You'll take care of the kid. And see what she says. But bottom line is that it doesn't sound to me that they have massive financial problems, and if they needed to, they could find someone to help take care of the baby, in daycare out there. I mean, you can find people who they would find
Sioux
equivalent. But look, even if she's there, that you're not going to be able to present. You can't deal with your daughter's depression, because
it
would make you feel better because you'd be keeping an eye on her. It may or may not work for her, and it may or may not work for her marriage, and it may or may not work for her husband.
But having said that,
by you offering it, you'll get a better clue of what her thinking is.
Right, right. Because I think what she worries about is legit.
Well, but
in today's world,
you're dealing with two separate things, and you have to be really careful about this, because you're going to help her walk down, you know, walk off that cliff with you if you're not careful. There's a difference between realistic concerns and depression.
Realistic concerns are outside
of us. We could say, that we may, and the problem about depression is it makes realistic concerns, it just blows them out of all proportion.
Everybody is
worried about the health of their child. If you're depressed, what you're sure of is that your child has got a deadly disease and they have bad DNA because you gave it to them, and you wouldn't know how to deal with it, and it's only a matter of time till your child dies, and any cold is leukemia.
Right.
So you can't confuse the two, because it's not helpful to her, and it legitimizes her depression, so she's not going to get any help about it.
Okay, right. No, I agree. So to sum this up, I just need to approach them and say,
I would say, look, I have two things. First of all, I'm really concerned about you, I was thinking for the short term, I could offer that I could come and live with you guys for the next month or something, and help take care of the baby, and help, you know, the two of you, Chrissy, get back on her feet and help stabilize things. But it also occurred to me, if that makes some sense to you, that the other possibility is thinking more long term of having, and then you do the whole proposal about you can come and I'll give you my house, you'll pay the nun, you can do the whole thing. So I do both immediate and long term and see what the answers are, and then you can call me back if you want. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ellen Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their team of attorneys and enrolled agents will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3756-9. Alrighty, today, believe it or not, I mean, I feel very special, but today is International Santa's List Day. I suppose the idea being, you got 3 weeks, right?
Yep, you better get it
Santa
in, right?
3 weeks. Yeah, and he's going to check who's naughty and nice. But on a much more personal level, it's National Cookie Day.
Named for you, of course.
For me.
Yes.
Okay, cookies. I know. So I said, what was I? I was doing an interview with somebody, I guess last week, and I said, listen, cookies. She said, oh, I was waiting for that. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Historically, Woodrow Wilson set sail for France to attend the Versailles Peace Conference. I know how to pronounce Versailles because when I was in eighth grade in Mr. Mason's class, social studies class, I said Versailles. And he says, oh, pronounce Versailles. And I said, because I'd never, you know, I'd never heard it pronounced. Sure. I'd just seen it.
Yep.
And so I said, Versailles. And he said, it's Versailles. And I was embarrassed. And I said, well, whatever. And he laid me on the lavender. He said, people died for that, which was sort of inappropriate on his part.
Yeah,
so
right,
I now know how to pronounce Versailles. Wilson became the first chief executive to travel to Europe while in office. Did you know
that's
that?
That's pretty neat, huh? Yeah.
1918. Set sail. I wonder how long it took him to get there.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Probably like a week.
Yeah, I would.
Well, no, because the Queen Mary or the Queen Elizabeth take, what, like 3.5 or 4 days?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I would figure maybe
probably
around 4 or 5 days. Yeah,
maybe a little longer. So there you go. 1942, U.S. bombers attacked the Italian mainland for the first time during World War II. Which World War II is beginning to be a big deal in movies again as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Yeah, you've got Fury and a few others.
Yeah, Fury and The Unbroken.
Oh, right. Yep.
Yeah. And I think there's one other one. In 1945, the U.S. Senate approved American participation in the U.N. I still think the U.N. could be a better organization than it is. It's such a good idea, just not very effective.
Exactly. Yep. I agree.
I propose that President Clinton become Secretary General because with his clout and charisma, he could actually make it into something.
Yeah, he would be very good in that position, yes.
Yeah, so far, nobody. I actually sent him a letter a bunch of years ago. Never got a response. What can I tell you? In 1965, the U.S. launched Gemini 7 with Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Frank Borman and Navy Commander James A. Lovell on board, speaking of space for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah, 1965. Geez Louise, could that possibly be 50 years ago?
Isn't that crazy?
Ago?
Yeah, wow. Time
doesn't seem possible.
Yeah.
1973, Pioneer 10 reached Jupiter.
That's
and
great.
And we had a minor setback in the program today.
Right.
Didn't launch. NASA didn't launch today. So Mars is farther away than it was before. On 86, both U.S. houses of Congress moved to establish special committees to conduct their own investigations of the Iran-Contra affair. And this is certainly something I'm sure all of you have noted on your calendar. 1987, Madonna filed for divorce from Sean Penn. She changed her mind, but would file again in January 1988. So it lasted 2 months. Pan Am ceased operations in 1991 today.
We talked about Pan Am yesterday, I think, didn't we?
Pan Am TWA, because I put clams for friends on the wrong flight.
That's right. Yep.
This is sort of an alarming one. In 2001, O.J. Simpson's home in Florida was raided by the FBI in an ongoing two-year international investigation into drug trafficking. Did you know that?
I didn't know about the
surface pilfering
and
money laundering.
I did know about that, but which is...
Satellite equipment was taken from Simpson's home and no drugs were found. I didn't know about all of that.
Yeah. I was under the impression that it was mostly just the memorabilia stuff that he was...
Well, I knew about the memorabilia, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying money laundering, drugs, and satellite service.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about that. Yeah,
I didn't either. That's what I'm saying. And I don't think it was 2001 that all this happened. You know, the thing about the memorabilia was like, I think it was later than that.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was like 2005, 2006, something like that.
Yeah, so
who knew? Maybe they'd set him on the watch list. J. Edgar Hoover lives.
Right.
Wish happy birthday to Jeff Bridges and Marisa Tomei, Jay-Z. Do you know what Jay-Z's original name was?
No, what is it?
Sean Corey Carter.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
Well, I'm not... Yeah, I was going to say. It's not. At least it's not Shane.
Yeah, true. Well,
close, but no cigar.
I was hoping it'd be some cool name or something, you know.
Well, Sean Corey Carter isn't bad.
Maybe
it's just not very ethnic sounding, I guess.
Nah.
And Tyra Banks. Today is 41 years old. There you go.
Wow, I didn't realize she was that old. Wow, she's older than I am.
There you go.
Wow.
So Orion didn't launch today, so that's a problem. Alrighty, and I know that you were waiting for this. The cast and the cars unveiled for the Bond film Spectre.
Yeah. I always love a Bond movie. Yeah.
All right. So who's your favorite Bond? We could ask that, except there are only there's six choices. Or
I got to be honest with you. This what's his name? The most
Daniel
recent
Craig.
Guy. Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I actually met Sean Connery at one point.
Yeah, I was going to say Connery would be my second.
Yeah, I think everybody likes it. And Pierce Brosnan is good. Pierce Brosnan is good in November Man. He's better in November Man than he was in
really?
Bond.
Okay.
Yeah, he's aging well. He was.
Ah.
And we talked about Jennifer Lawrence's Mockingjay song.
Yes, close to reaching
Billboard
top 10 now. Yeah.
And they're saying, this is something, who was it? I guess we should tell you this because it'll make you feel better. The 2014 may be the hottest year on record. I tell you that
when
because it's 5 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're the scientists. They know. But boy, I thought it would be turn out to be one of the coldest years with the weather we had. But seems like a lot of people talked about that all over the country, and I guess the rest of the world must have been warm, and we were.
I don't know. They're saying the estimate 2014 consistent with what we expect from climate change. I don't know. Record-breaking heat combined with torrential rainfalls and floods. The high temperatures of vast areas of the ocean surface, including the northern hemisphere. I don't know.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. 14 of the 15 warmest years on record have all occurred in the 21st century. And it turns out, some more good news, not really, your chance of being struck by lightning is climbing.
Oh, really?
There's more lightning, apparently.
Oh, really? No kidding.
They're talking about the average air temperature over land and sea was 1.03 degrees Fahrenheit above the average.
This is very bizarre to me because this last summer, at least where I live, we had probably one of the mildest thunderstorm seasons we've ever had. And it's been a very cool year. All year long was very cool.
I think we only had like a couple from in August. I think we'd only had 2 days that were over 90.
Yeah, that's
but,
yeah.
And
that's
then
the way
I think
it
got
too, yeah.
There was like a week or something of hot weather. I don't know.
Yeah, really strange. It must be that localized here in the United States. Maybe it wasn't affecting us.
I don't know. And it's really hard. And there are people who get a little skeptical about this. And I don't know. You know, it's one of those things. This is, again, one of the problems about the Internet is you can read that it's, that it's true and read that it's not true all at the same place, the same level of authority.
Right.
And
yeah.
Whether 1.03 degrees is a less, it's about 1.5% change. And I don't know. I mean, if you look over, the person I sat next to him at a dinner party who said about global warming, he said it wasn't true. So I don't know. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. And Shane, you said that we had a question from Facebook that somebody wanted to ask.
Yeah, somebody chimed in this afternoon and just says, I wish I could listen and call to chat about it, about stuff. She says, I need an ear, but awful phone reception here in my area. So I'll post it here. She says, please answer what a Grammy should do about rude granddaughters and gift giving. She says age 7 and 6.5. I'm not sure what she means by this, but she says they continue to snub us at holiday events that we set up for them. Tears for days for Grammy, she says.
Well, Grammy, the first thing to do is not let the little brats see a sweat. I mean, yeah, that's mm-hmm. giving them an awful lot. That's giving them a double dip. You know, that they not only get to be snotty, but they get to get a grown-up brought to her knees.
Yep.
All right, the first thing I would do, believe it or not, first thing I would do is I would find there are a lot of kids around who need a grandparent, that they either are from disrupted families or they're orphaned or they live far away. So go find, and you can go read to kids on Saturdays at the local library, or go to a woman's shelter. There are a lot of places that would just love to have a Grammy come to them. And I know you're saying, yeah, but they're not mine. So what? Part of the reason your grandchildren are being such little punks is because they can be. So if you, and because they can make you cry, you don't want to ever do that to a child. I mean, because it just gives them too much power, and you're really teaching them to be bullies. So number one, find somebody who will really appreciate you, and it will make you feel very differently about your grandchildren, because then you will sort of feel like, if they're charming, fine, I'll do business with them. If they're not, you know, they're, and this is really, to be quite honest, my dear, a parental issue. That 7-year-olds and 6.5-year-olds don't determine what their social calendar is. The parents do. And the parents saying, so your issue is not with a bratty 7-year-old, although clearly she's a brat, or the 6-year-old, but with the parents of saying, look, you have to be nice. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm the Grinch, I guess, about Christmas, is if you send somebody a gift and they can't bother to write a thank you note, and we can argue about whether a phone call or an email counts. I tend not to be very invested in that, but at least some acknowledgement. Then what you can do is just not send them something the next time. And usually either the child or the parent will say, gee, what happened? And say, well, you know, I just assumed that either you know, it didn't make any difference to you because I never heard back. So I figured there's probably better things to do with the money. I could give them to charity, or that I could take a trip or whatever. I mean, there's no particular reason. It does not say in the grandma contract that you have to be a welcome mat for bratty kids.
Yeah, when did that go away? The sending the thank you note. It seems like that went away with kids.
We were not allowed to. There was one Christmas where you had to write the thank you note before you could open the next present.
Right,
that was a little draconian. Well, I think even from that point of view.
I think that's a great lesson, though. Yeah,
I think it was we couldn't go to bed that night. I think it was you couldn't play with a toy, you couldn't wear it, whatever
okay,
it was.
Sure.
You'd written a thank you note.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
And if a kid, but that's parents. This kid, this rotten kid at the theater with me this last weekend. The I think it was grandparents. Grandparents didn't do anything. She was talking during the whole thing, which was a quiet thing. And again, there are other children. This kid was, as I said, probably about 10 or 11. And there are other kids. There was like a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old, both of which were sitting quietly, never made a sound, sat still. This kid was jumping around. She was in three different seats. She was talking. She walked out. She would just and the grandparents just sat like they were stone figures, and I'm sure they were embarrassed. But it, you know, that everybody else paid to come to that event, and as opposed to watching this little brat sort of decide that all eyes should be on her. I mean, she was really horrible. And all I could think of was, that kid's going to be in therapy with me at some point.
Well, it seems like kids are not kids, but adults a lot of times underestimate kids' intelligence, and they kind of have this idea that they, you know, oh, they don't know any better. They're a kid or whatever. But
but that's the truth. That's why kids are assigned parents. And when kids behave,
yeah.
I've actually gone up to people in, where was I? I was at a restaurant on Thanksgiving, and I went. These people had this very relatively young kid, and that kid was adorable. I mean, it wasn't completely quiet, but was well behaved, was pleasant to be around. I said, that's a great kid. And when there was, you know, when I'm in a restaurant and there are young kids there that behave, I will go up to the parents or I'll go up to the kids and say, you guys are great. Because there isn't a whole lot of support for it, as opposed to children running around like banshees. And I think part of it is working parents who feel guilty that they don't spend enough time with their kids, so their kids do whatever they want. And, you know, and listen, far be it for me to not be in favor of working women, because I am. But I still think that means that you need to discipline your kids, not only for your sake and everybody else's sake, but for the kids' sake. And so children who don't show up at an event, that's a parent issue. Kids can't drive. Kids who are rude, I can remember, and look, most kids are rude. I mean, they're, we're un, socialized little monsters. We're not civilized. That's why you're assigned a parent. And I can remember I had a great grandmother who had terrible breath and a hair coming out of the end of her nose. And I can remember being about 4 years old and my grandmother saying, or my mother saying, go kiss your grandmother. And I said, Mommy, she stinks and she's bristly. And my mother said, go kiss your grandmother. And I did.
Yep.
Because that's what you did. I mean, and it wasn't, my mother didn't threaten me, although there was probably an implied threat. But it was this, you know, I was certainly entitled to my opinion, but I still had to behave.
There you go. That's right. Yep.
And I think that's good parenting of, okay, so this isn't what you like. I told you, I said to my mom that I had the same rule for her when I visit her as I do with my kid, is if you're not running a fever of 105, throwing up, projectile vomiting, or bleeding from several orifices, go to school. I mean, everybody gets headaches, everybody gets stomach aches, so what?
Yeah.
That, you know, we don't feel our best every day or wouldn't be called our best, but we do, we soldier on. And I think that notion, again, I do think it's partially working parents, that if a mom is at home and the kid misbehaves, then you're stuck with that kid. When you're not at home, and most of us are not willing to cede disciplinary roles to babysitters, to caretakers, which is appropriate. I don't think we should.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that somebody's got to discipline that kid, and that basically falls to the parent. It doesn't mean smacking them around. It means setting limits and enforcing them.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't want to kiss my grandmother. I can picture it at this moment that she smelled, that she had dentures, and she had hair coming out of her nose. Of course, neither of which were her fault. And I just didn't, I was a kid, and I thought, this isn't fun. This is, and my mother said, you know, not an issue. Go do it. And I did. And, you know, so there.
I like your mom, Joy. every story I hear about her, I really like her.
Well, she was, she's a very likable person. There's some issues with my favorite comment about my mom, and we giggle about it. She just had a lot of kids, and she was of the generation. She was probably, my mother is probably part of the reason that women's lib came up, because my mother was a walking example of how to take a bright, educated woman and make her miserable. She had too many kids. She loved babies. She didn't like kids at all. So she loved having babies. And one of my favorite comments that it was awful at the time I was a kid, and now as an adult, I just think it's hilarious. My mom's comment was, lousy kids eating again. That summed up my mom.
Oh, that's funny.
And I can remember at one point she opened up a thing of ice cream, a half gallon of ice cream, and it had what she would call the four-fingered rat.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
We did it with our fingers.
Oh,
you know, because you weren't,
sure.
And so my mother was not the warm, snuggly kind, but she's a very smart woman. She is a very smart woman. She was educated. She was better educated than my father when they got married. She put him through school. And there was no outlet for her, that she had children. And she didn't particularly like children. Well, she liked babies, but she didn't like children.
Yeah.
And at one point she talked about going back to work, which she never really worked. And my father went ballistic. You know,
really?
People will think that, you know, I can't support you. And I don't know if that was true or not, because, you know, there's always the family politics. But, and I was, because I was her oldest child, I was her confidant. And so I looked at my mother and saw exactly how not to be in this life. That she was a very nice, very educated person who didn't see herself as ever having any options. Yeah, as opposed to my grandmother, interestingly enough, who ran a business with my grandfather.
Yeah, really? Okay.
So maybe it's a generational thing. But,
yeah, could be.
But, you know, the idea of being, have a limited number of kids and do what makes you happy, because you'll be a much better parent. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, Mike. How am I going to help you?
Quick question for you. Just kind of a long-time, part-time listener. I've got a 15-year-old son that he's been kind of acting up lately. He was caught stealing a package of cigarettes. You know, he got caught taking alcohol and consuming it, obviously against our will.
Who was he taking it from?
From the house.
Okay.
From the bar area. And, you know, when speaking with him, Gosh, I'm telling you, he's got all the right answers. And he, you look into his eyes and he gets it. And 3 days later,
he'll do the same thing again. All right. So when what does he say when you say, what did you say? What did he say?
Well, I explained, you know, kind of appreciate the fact that I somehow remember being 15, 16. That doesn't seem like that long ago. And I get there's going to be urges, but there's serious repercussions that comes along with it, right? And, you know, I had to talk about, you know, theft is just not acceptable in our house. I mean,
so where he stole from the store?
No, he's actually stole it from my wife's purse.
Well, I think, Mike, let me just stop you for just a minute, my dear, because, again, you remember being this age. Kids basically view everything in the house as theirs. Parents view everything in the house as theirs. And there's a conflict there because kids view their room as their own property and they should be able to do whatever they want. Parents view kids' rooms as part of the house and therefore you have to follow my rules. Kids view parents' money as theirs. Parents view their own money as theirs. So you need to be, I'd be careful about using the word steal. And you could certainly say, because if you don't differentiate between him taking cigarettes out of his mother's pocketbook and taking something from the grocery store, he's going to take it from the grocery store because there's less of a chance of getting caught, and you're going to treat it as exactly the same behavior. It's because from his point of view, he knew he shouldn't have done it, but he didn't view it as stealing. He just viewed it as mom doesn't want me to smoke, but mom smokes, so why shouldn't I try it? Be careful about that. Because you don't want to make two words that mean completely different things and use the same word.
For sure. And I appreciate that. But how do you, you know, you've taken away his essential freedom. You've taken away the cell phone. You've taken away internet access.
Well, but what, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, obviously you can't say you shouldn't smoke because his mom smokes.
Correct.
All right. So what I would
That's her attitude. And she says, well, how can we be hypocritical? When I was 16, I did. I said, well, we know a lot more today than we did then.
All right, wait a minute. Let's take this one at a time. First of all, I need to really come down on you about not calling it stealing. Because from his point of view, it's not. From your point of view, and even from his mom's point of view, it's not. So you're going to get yourself caught in a crossfire here for no payoff because it's not accurate. You've got a legitimate issue about smoking, but you picked the wrong part of it. The issue isn't that he stole. The issue is that he's 15 and smoking. Here's what I would suggest, because I'm an adamant non-smoker, but which, of course, meant my daughter had to figure out something to do to drive me nuts, and cigarettes. So what I said to my kid was, here's the deal. You have to use your own money. You can't smoke in the house, but there's no sense lying about it. I can smell when you've been smoking. I'm not even going to ask you. When you've decided to stop smoking for 3 months, I'll give you $100. When you stop smoking for a year, I'll give you another $100. And then walked away from it. You can't smoke in the house because, you know, I don't want the smell. There wasn't anything for me to steal because I don't smoke. But I don't care where she got. I mean, she got allowance and she could babysit or whatever. And if she wanted to use her money to buy cigarettes, so be it. So you might add, you can't smoke in the house. You can't take your mother's. If you want to smoke, smoke. And I mean, I don't know how you negotiate her smoking in the house, but whatever. But the idea being that when you decide, and I'd offer your wife the same thing. When you stop smoking for this amount of time, and my kid, it didn't happen immediately, but a year or so later, she came and said, "Is the deal still on?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Well, how will you know?" And I said, "I won't. But I'm probably not going to be alive when you get lung cancer. The women who smoke are 8 times more likely to get breast cancer. It has huge health risks. If this is something you want to do to your body, you're going to end up doing it. I can't police you all the time, but I'm giving you an incentive so you can think, wow, cigarettes are expensive. They smell funny. They're not very good for you. And I can get $100 by not doing this." So that maybe that it's just a bribe to move you in another direction. But you're right. I'm not going to monitor you. I'm going to trust you. And when it was a year, I think I gave her like $500 or something because I wanted to be serious. Figure if I give her another $100, she could figure, well, I'll just give the $100 back. I wanted it to be a significant enough amount of money to say, this is not a good idea. The alcohol, I mean, you got the same, what I would do, I mean, one, certainly one of the ways that you cure kids of smoking is to make them smoke a pack. But you've got another problem, that you've got your wife smoking. So, I would make the issue, and it needs to be really between her and him, not you. Because she can negotiate with him as well. I don't know how she feels about him taking cigarettes. But if the issue is, I mean, it may be something that they do together. It may be something that they do to make you nuts. But this really doesn't concern you. It's not your cigarettes. And you've got to take the word stealing out of it. And I would let her deal directly with him about it. It's not you. The alcohol, I don't know what the issue is about alcohol. Certainly when you were 15, I'm sure you filched alcohol from your parents because it was not legal to buy it. And I think the issue about alcohol whatever sort of philosophy or moral sort of stance you take on this is, and I don't know what you want to do, but you can't really say drinking is bad. You can say drinking is illegal, and he knows it's illegal to buy it. But to say, if you want to have a drink with us at the dinner table, I mean, figure out a better way of dealing with this. But calling either of those stealing, I mean, I how does this kid do in school?
Okay. So,
Mike, how does this kid do? You can't carry on two conversations at the same time. How does this kid do in school?
He's actually doing really well. He's excelling.
Okay. Then what you need to do is I think your wife needs to deal with him about cigarettes, because that's your issue. He's not taking cigarettes out of your whatever, because you don't smoke, right?
No.
Okay, so let them work that out with each other. In terms of alcohol, I think one of the things I would probably do is which child is he, the oldest?
Middle.
Perfect. He's going to be the pot stirrer. So I would say to him, all right, let's have a family council. How many kids do you have?
Three.
Great. How old is the youngest?
Five.
Surprise. Okay, five-year-old doesn't get involved. Well, yeah, you involve the five-year-old. They might as well learn about democracy in action. He'll have essentially no clout. How old is the oldest?
19.
Does he still live at home?
Yes, 19, 15, and 5.
Is this his second marriage?
Yes.
Okay. You gotta let mom deal with the kid about cigarettes. Have a family council about what the alcohol issue should be. But this kid is acting like a perfectly normal kid. Don't use the word stealing when he takes things around the house, all right? Think about it. If we need to talk tomorrow, we will. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.